From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Broward County voters will have a decision to make about school funding in November. The Broward County School Board approved a resolution Monday to put a bond vote on the ballot. As State Impact Florida's Sammy Mack reports, Broward schools are asking for $800 million.
Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie says that the bond money would be for capital improvements, mostly school renovations and technology upgrades. He says there hasn't been a budget for those sorts of things because Broward is still suffering from a change in property taxes in 2008.
That change eliminated about $1.8 billion worth of capital funding capacity over the last 6 years.
And that's not the only obstacle. Prior to Runcie's tenure, a state grand jury report skewered Broward for mismanagement and misspending, and a couple of board members were charged with bribery and corruption. But Runcie says it's a different school board now.
We cannot hold our students hostage to the behaviors of a few people that occurred in the past.
The superintendent has promised there will be a citizen oversight committee and a process for multiple bids. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.
You can find more education stories at State Impact Florida or by going to WLRN.org and clicking on Education. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.